Visiter.
To camp.
Camper.
To desire.
Désirer.
And these all work in the same way in the past tense. Very easy to use, very easy for you to speak and switch tenses. However, as we've already mentioned, it is still only 90% of the verbs that end in this way. There is another 10% left. One of the ones we've already looked at is to sell, which is
vendre,
more or less meaning to vend. This ends in re. And a lot of the verbs which end in re, in the past tense, they replace that re with that sound we've started to get familiar with. It's the u sound, which again you make by rounding your lips and saying e, but at the same time as keeping your lips rounded. So, again, let's have a practice with that. Let's make the special sound. It should come out as
u. U.
So, getting rid of the re at the end of
vendre,
what will we end up with once we've replaced it with the new sound?
Vendu.
Let's try that with to see. We already know already seen in English. Let's try pronouncing that correctly. Again, we normally in English say déjà vu. How would you say that correctly in French?
Déjà vu.
Again, that same U sound is on the end, rather than a normal U that we would say in English. Let's try another one. What is to wait?
Attendre.
And so again, getting rid of the RE at the end, the R from the sandre ending. Let's get rid of that and replace it with the U sound. And what do we get for waited?
Attendu.
So, how would you say I have waited?
J'ai attendu.
He has waited.
Il a attendu.
She has waited.
Elle a attendu.
You have waited.
Vous avez attendu.
You have sold.
Vous avez vendu.
You have sold it.
Vous l'avez vendu.
Again, do remember that if there's a have in the sentence, it always steals the pronoun and puts it directly in front of itself. How would you say, we have sold it?
Nous l'avons vendu.
How about, we haven't sold it?
Nous ne l'avons pas vendu.
Again, when making a negative, make sure to make that full sandwich. Let's try that again, just to make sure we've got it. So, what is we have?
Nous avons.
And we have it?
Nous l'avons.
Again, note, once we have the it stolen by the have and put in front of itself, you can no longer push the S from nous onto the A from avant. So, we have on its own is, of course,
nous avons.
But once we put the it in there, it becomes
nous l'avons.
So, how would you say we have sold it?
Nous l'avons vendu.
And without the sold, again, just we have it.
Nous l'avons.
Now, we don't have it.
Nous ne l'avons pas.
Now, finally, adding the sold, the vendu again, how would you say we haven't sold it?
Nous ne l'avons pas vendu.
How would you say we have waited?
Nous avons attendu.
How about we have waited for you?
Nous vous avons attendu.
So, again, to wait in French is
attendre.
But you can't wait for someone in French. So, you don't say attendu